It's Wednesday, June 12th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu, Hawaii, is praying that American Christians become more like Chinese Christians, reports FaithWire.com. To attend Cordero's Christian leadership training, 22 Christians from the Hunan province of China rode 13 hours on a train and then sat on the floor of a 700-square-foot hotel room for 3 days with no air conditioning. If the communists had caught them, the American pastor would have gotten deported within 24 hours, but the Chinese Christians would have been in prison for 3 years. Out of the 22 attendees, 18 shared that they had been in prison for their faith. Pastor Cordero discovered that they had memorized chapters of the Bible, smuggled into them in prison, handwritten on pieces of paper. Pastor David Lynn of Christ Forgiveness Ministries is a Canadian street evangelist. Last week, holding a microphone with a portable speaker, he preached on a street corner in Christ Wellesley Village, the oddly named homosexual village in Toronto, Canada, reports Christian Headlines.
So I'm coming out of the closet and saying I'm a Christian, and I want to know whether you would tolerate me as a Christian.
He was confronted by one of the homosexuals.
Why do you need a microphone?
So that people can hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
The homosexuals told him to get out of Toronto.
Why would I have to get out of Toronto? I don't have to. This is a public sidewalk. I pay my taxes.
Pastor Lynn presented the gospel.
Jesus died for the sinner. Do you know that every person is a sinner? Every heterosexual has sinned. Every homosexual has sinned. And sin is when we violate the laws of God. That's what sin is.
God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. Every person here is worthy of hope. Every person here is worthy of a chance of forgiveness. Every person here is worthy of a reconciled relationship with God because God loves you. God cares for you.
By the end of Pastor Lynn's preaching and interacting with the crowd, those opposing him grew more aggressive. Several onlookers held up a large homosexual pride flag in front of him. When he would try to walk to get around the flag, others would block his path. The police were called. Pastor Lynn spoke plainly.
You should be defending my rights as a Canadian citizen to demonstrate what I believe. You should be defending me and be impartial as a police officer.
Sadly, the politically correct Toronto police arrested the street evangelist a week ago Tuesday, releasing him the next morning, instructing him not to go to the homosexual district or any Pride Month events. Unbelievably, Christian baker Jack Phillips of Denver, Colorado, is facing a third lawsuit over his refusal on religious grounds to make a cake celebrating a man pretending to be a woman who took the female name of Autumn Scardina, reports the Christian Post. The birthday cake, according to the lawsuit, which Phillips refused to create, was to be blue on the outside and pink on the inside, supposedly symbolizing the man's alleged transition from male to female. Romans 1:28-29 says, God gave them over to a depraved mind so that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. The Trump administration has reversed an Obama-era practice and banned embassies from flying the homosexual transgender pride rainbow flag on flagpoles during the Sexual Perversion Pride Month, reports Christian Headlines. Embassies in Israel, Germany, Brazil, and Latvia have requested but been denied permission to fly the homosexual pride flag alongside the American flag, NBC News reported. The new Trump policy apparently took effect when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, a Christian, was sworn in last year. An Arkansas hiker, missing for nearly a week in the woods, could not wait to take his first gulps of clean water when he was located by rescuers, reports ABC News. He was severely dehydrated. 38-year-old Josh McClatchy was reported missing on June 1st after he got lost while hiking alone in the Caney Creek Wilderness near Mena, Arkansas. He had texted his mother to say he needed help. Polk County Sheriff Scott Sawyer described the rugged terrain and the dangers that face not only the lost hiker, but the rescuers at every turn.
The trees are very thick. The mountains are very steep. There's rocks. We've got rattlesnakes, cottonmouths, copperheads, and bears. We had encounters with all of them while we were out there during this search. It's very treacherous hiking.
Thankfully, the National Guard sent a helicopter equipped with infrared technology to locate McClatchy, without which they would not have found him. The Christian, Texas native expressed his gratitude in a phone interview with Dallas's ABC affiliate WFAA on Saturday.
I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I wouldn't be alive without him.
Psalm 9, verse 1 says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. Jessica Royal from Helena, Montana wrote, quote, thank you for doing the worldview in 5 minutes. I'm a busy mama of 11 children. We listen to the broadcast during breakfast. We love knowing what's going on in the world in such a concise, biblical way. We appreciate the phone numbers and links that are provided so that we can be involved if we so choose. And lastly, it is super to hear the scriptures relating to the news. End quote. And Chris Carmody from Perth, Australia wrote, quote, news in general is not news. It's propaganda for the secular left. I enjoy listening to The Worldview in 5 minutes because it offers a different perspective. As the recent Australian federal election demonstrated, there are many people still interested in traditional values. I am expecting an increasing interest in biblical values as the secular world continues to offer little beyond a transient froth. End quote. If you'd like to share what our Christian newscast means to you, please email adam@theworldview.com. and include your full name, city, state, and country. Toward our $50,000 goal by Friday, June 28th, we're grateful to God for the generosity of Marcia in Fort Morgan, Colorado, for her $200 gift, to Paul in St. Pete Beach, Florida, for his $250 gift, and to Jessica from Helena, Montana, for her $30 monthly pledge for a total $300 gift. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. $6,405. This Friday, June 14th, is the midway mark, at which point we hope to have raised $25,000. But right now, we're $18,595 short of that goal. If the Lord is prompting you to invest in this ministry, please do so today. No gift is too small or too large. If you can only afford $5, give that. If God wants you to give $1,000, then give that. Let's see if I can find 20 new Worldview donors today. Don't wait. Would love to find 10 people to pledge $20 a month for a year and another 10 people to pledge $40 a month for a year. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right and then make your pledge. And don't forget to click the recurring monthly donation button if that's your wish. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, June 12th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.